Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden. I am your host. And this episode is going to be all about the weather. Well, not just all of the weather. This is about a specific launch, which will be happening January 6th of 2020. And this will be happening around 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. It is a SpaceX Starlink launch. So before any launch happens, there's a group of forecasters that make sure that the launch is going to go as planned, because things like rain, wind, fog, cloudiness, pressure, etc., high pressure bands coming into the area could be a big problem. You know, snow. It's possible, it's not probable that there's going to be snow in Florida, but, you know, anything's a possibility. So there's a group of people called the 45th Weather Squadron that's working on the weather for this next launch. Okay. And they posted a release on January 4th of 2020. And this is the discussion that they've had about the weather that will take place on Monday, January 6th. They say a frontal passage later today will bring strong and gusty north-northwest winds along with cool and dry weather into Monday. Strong high pressure will build across the southern or southeastern U.S. behind the front on Sunday and will be centered across Florida by Monday night. Conditions will remain dry into the launch window with light and variable winds. Maximum upper level winds will be from the west at 70 knots near 40,000 feet. Now, what they just said is these are very favorable conditions, and it looks like the Monday launch is a go. Now, let's continue on. They say winds will become west-southwest on Tuesday ahead of a weak front that will move into the region late Tuesday night. Shower and storm chances remain low with this system at this time. The moistening flow ahead of this boundary will bring additional cloud cover during the backup launch window with a concern for cumulus cloud development. Maximum upper level winds will be from the southwest at 95 knots near 40,000 feet. Basically, if the backup launch happens, if something, you know, goes wrong in the first launch, backup launch, there could be some clouds. That's what they're saying. So it's not that bad. It looks like it's going to be good. Okay. So the weather, there's going to be none. There's going to be no weather, no rain, no snow, no sleet, no hail, no high winds, no nothing on the day of launch. Visibility is 7 miles. Liftoff winds are about 5 miles per hour. And the temperature will be about 58 degrees. This is all happening at around nine. Well, the launch window is between 9:09 p.m. and 9:29 p.m. So they have about 20 minutes to launch this thing. We're going to be having a watch party starting at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Monday night on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacenewspod. So come check that out. There's going to be another forecast that's going to be issued today on the 5th. So I will let you know if and when that happens. What is the change? If there are any changes, if this is a go, I'll let you know. And I'll post another thing on Monday morning to let you know what's up with the launch, because I want this to be very successful and I want Starlink to launch up into space and have a really, really cool experience. They're going to be doing a lot of these launches, possibly 4 in January to be determined. So we're going to see one a week in January. You know, this is the first week. Could happen every single week for January. So for now, it looks like weather's good. Everything's good. They're doing all the tests to Falcon to make sure that it's ready to go. There's been no word about Falcon having any sort of technical issues. So that looks like it's a go, go, go for Monday. 8 o'clock p.m. YouTube.com/SpaceNewsPod. If you're not subscribed, go there, subscribe now. And if you like this show, hit the subscribe button. So thank you so much for listening to the Space News Pod today. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.